Today's pressing business needs, coupled with the challenges of September 11th, have created a greater than normal interest in what the state of Colorado is planning to do as it relates to a myriad of economic, educational, and high-tech issues.
Welcome. This is Larry and Pat Nelson, and you are listening to W3W3.com Internet Talk Radio. Developed for the learning listener, W3W3.com is available 24/7. It's all about helping every listener build a better personal and professional life.
Today, we are fortunate to have as our guest Mark Holtzman, Secretary of Technology and Governor Owen's Cabinet. Secretary Holtzman is responsible for the Governor's Office of Innovation and Technology. That's OIT for you acronym lovers. Mark is constantly on the go, and we are very fortunate to have a business person with his experience guiding us through these times.
Oh, Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Well, Larry, great to be here.
Yeah. This is almost a little bit of a follow-up from the Aspen retreat, because one of the hot topics up there, of course, was high-tech high, and that's what we're going to get into right now. All right, Mark, there's been a great deal of buzz about the plans for high-tech high in Colorado. Could you give us some background on this exciting new project?
Absolutely. First of all, it was founded by Governor Owens as his answer to bridging the cultural digital divide. About a year and a half ago, the governor and I met with Bill Gates to talk about his philanthropic support for education. Bill Gates told the governor and me about an exciting initiative that he was funding in San Diego called High-Tech High. The governor was so excited that he dispatched me and a group of people to San Diego to look at High-Tech High and to come back and report to him. And what we found, Larry, was a grade 9 through 12 secondary school, a charter school in the inner city of San Diego, reaching out to those people that would otherwise be culturally disenfranchised by the opportunities of the new economy. It's a school that accommodates 400 students, 100 in each grade, 9 through 12. 63% of their student body is of African American or Hispanic American origin. 70% of the children come from single parent households. Every child will have a required internship component in 11th and 12th grade. It is what's called project-based education. So everything that would normally be theoretical will be tied to a specific application so that people can really understand what they're trying to do. But most importantly, this is not a vocational school. It is the intention that all of these students will go on to four-year university and college experiences.
Oh boy, that's great.
How is it going to be funded, and how will the high-tech high impact the taxpayers of Colorado?
Well, like most charter schools in Colorado, we will be eligible for what's called a PPOR per pupil supplement for the ongoing operations of the school. And it's part of Colorado's charter school law that allows schools to receive this type of funding. A charter school, for your listeners who may not be completely familiar, is a public institution with public and open access, but it is run differently. It is not administered by the school board, and it's not subject to the teachers union and other types of restrictions that normally are placed on these schools. So it allows us to be a little more flexible in providing a better and different quality of education. Where charter schools are often at a disadvantage is in the funding necessary for capital construction to actually build the bricks and mortar of the facility. We estimate that it's going to take about $10 million in private funding to do this. Governor Owens has been leading this effort. Almost all of these dollars will come from private, non-governmental sources. We've raised about half this money to date, and most of it has been accomplished because Governor Owens has made this a top priority. He has done the ask, as we say in the business. He has put the question to the donors and done so in a very persuasive and effective way because he knows it's going to make a huge difference in the lives of these children that will be touched by this opportunity.
We really appreciate the fact that you do have a business background also. This is going to, I think, really make a difference here. But Mark, is this a single state thing, or is this going to be a statewide initiative?
Well, the governor views this initiative as having several benefits. One, it will touch the lives of the students that are matriculating in the school at any one time or another. Secondly, we hope that the model will expand so that there will be a half a dozen of these schools throughout the state of Colorado, geographically spread on the Western Slope, the Eastern Plains, the Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins, Greeley areas. But also, and perhaps even more significantly, Governor Owens views this as a model opportunity for public schools to be able to look at this as a laboratory and say, what works here that we might be able to duplicate more effectively? For instance, it is the job of the teachers in the San Diego model that we're using that was funded by Bill and Melinda Gates to get into the homes of their advisees. And each teacher has a 13-to-1 ratio, 13 students that they are particularly responsible for as advisors. And their job is to get into the homes of these students, to meet the parents or parent, to become thoroughly involved in the life of that child even before the day one of the school starting. When Jerry Wartgau, the very dynamic and impressive superintendent of Denver Public Schools, heard about this, he thought, well, maybe we ought to try this in Denver Public Schools, to which he got an angry rebuttal from the Colorado Education Association saying, we aren't social workers, we don't want to do this.
I was going to ask
how the public school system looked at this out of box thinking.
Well, Pat, it's kind of mixed. The reaction in some quarters has been positive. I must compliment Elaine Berman, the president of the Denver Public School District, and Jerry Wartgau, because they're innovators. They're thought leaders. They're people that are out on the cutting edge, willing to try new and different things. But clearly, there are elements in the traditional educational establishment that will find this threatening, that will look at this as a negative thing because it's about change. And let's face it, even change that's constructive and positive can be threatening and destabilizing to some people. So we're trying to make this as universally acceptable as possible. We are going to be trying cutting-edge technologies. For instance, every student in this school, thanks to the generous funding that's been arranged by Governor Owens and through our corporate sponsors, every student will have a wireless laptop. This will be, as far as we know, the first truly wireless interfaced school in America. It will have state-of-the-art bells and whistles. And again, we call this high tech high, but this is most importantly about providing a fully balanced liberal arts education to the widest possible group of students. And we are using technology to help deliver this liberal arts education product in a new and different and better way. This is not, again, a vocational school.
Wow, this is fantastic.
Mark, how are the grades and what is the progress in the San Diego school?
Well, very interesting you ask, Pat, because San Diego just published the results of their equivalent of the Colorado CSAP exam, and this school, defying every expectation, scored at the very top of that strata inside San Diego, number one in the entire county, even exceeding La Jolla, which is their equivalent of Cherry Creek, which is one of the top performing school districts in the metro area here in Colorado.
Wow. So Mark, I know you talked about the wireless laptop. Boy, that sounds very, very exciting. Talk about leading edge. Is there anything else that's going to make high-tech high here in Colorado maybe different than what they're doing in San Diego?
Yes, it's the people that we have involved. David Greenberg, the person the governor has asked to be chief executive of this enterprise, is someone who has a passionate commitment to education reform, someone who's been very involved in the formation of Colorado public policy for a long time, and his drive, commitment, and dedication to this effort is really making a huge difference.
Yes, and we met a number of other people that are very much behind this effort. And this is, Mark, this is super.
Larry, I should add that the Compaq Computer Corporation has made a $2 million very generous philanthropic contribution at the governor's request, and that will include half in cash and half in the wireless laptops that will be committed in kind. So we hope to really profile this opportunity and to thank Compaq as well.
Yes, by the way, it's great to have partners like that, that's for sure. But the governor does have a way of attracting those types.
Absolutely, he's very hard to say no to, as I know.
I said yes. Well, you get paid a buck a year, I mean, that's what the heck. All right, now Mark, I know you're rushing off with your busy schedule. I want to thank you for the state technology update here in Colorado. It's great that we have a dedicated and knowledgeable person like you working for us. That's what I feel like, you're working for us. And we appreciate the time you took out of your busy schedule.
Larry and Pat, thank you so much for all you do.
Colorado's High Tech High has all the markings of a winner. We applaud your efforts, Mark. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Pat.
Yes. This is Larry and Pat Nelson on the World Wide Web Radio Show. We invite you to check out our other learning channels on W3W3.com.